And now the game where we invite on people we like and make them answer questions about things they know nothing about. Game of Thrones is the most popular TV show on the planet, despite having an incredibly complicated plot and also a habit of killing off major characters. But still surviving after six seasons is the manipulative, scheming Queen Cersei Lannister. She's played by the very nice actress Lena Headey. She joins us now. Lena, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Now, I know the cliche that you are but an actor, you are not the parts that you play, yet at the prospect of speaking to you, I was actually terrified. Does this happen to you a lot?
Yeah, it does seem to. People do seem to think that I'm going to be some wicked witch, and then they're always surprised to find out I'm just a sort of clumsy nerd.
Really? Do you enjoy playing somebody who is so pointedly not cheerful and happy?
It's cathartic, because I guess, you know, it's not socially acceptable to be a complete and utter manipulative cow. So I can get it all out.
I guess so. I feel that both for people who haven't seen Game of Thrones, and I pity them, or for people who have seen it but can't keep the name straight, could you briefly describe who your character is?
She is the power-hungry mother of three children by her brother, desperate to sit on the throne and run the Seven Kingdoms.
Right.
And she's not a very nice girl.
No, she's not. And so for six seasons, we've basically seen her manipulate, lie, lure people to their deaths, and do various unpleasant things.
Yeah, she's had a few rough days.
I understand. Because the people on the show, the characters, are so incredibly unpleasant and are constantly doing very unpleasant things to each other, I imagine your cast parties are like blowout fun, because you must have to like let off all the steam of being horrible to each other.
There's a lot of Olympic drinking, yes.
Now, you have played a lot of very, I will, for lack of a better word, nerdy roles. You were in the big classic nerdy Greek combat movie 300 as the sexy
yes.
Queen Gorgo. So the nerds must freak out when they see you on the street.
Yeah, I get a bit of nerd love.
You do? What is nerd love like?
Loud.
Did you, I have to ask you this question. When you like a lot of the actors on Game of Thrones, did not read the books, right?
No.
And is that because you didn't want to find out what happened to your character in another medium, or they're just a ridiculous nerd thing and you would never go near such a thing?
Both of those things.
And
I did try. My mother's read them all obsessively, and so I get the kind of shortened version.
So wait a minute. Your mother has read all of George R. R. Martin's novels?
Yeah, she loves to go, "Oh, I know what happens to you next."
I have to ask you, your character, Queen Cersei, was forced by circumstances that are way too interesting to get into, to walk naked in a walk of shame, as somebody is yelling shame, through the entire town. That was a very long sequence. Now, first of all, did you actually have to do that?
Yes, I was actually there, contrary to popular belief, in the place doing the whole thing, but I was not naked. No.
You were not naked?
Not my body.
That was not... Really? Did they do the computer thing where they gave you somebody else's body?
They did, yes.
Did you get to pick whose body it was? Because given that opportunity, I would really enjoy to have my head put on somebody else's body.
You'd think, you know what, I was just like, if somebody is brave enough to do this with me, then I don't care what they look like.
Right.
I really don't. There
was one guy in that sequence who leaps out and exposes himself to your character. And all I could think of with that guy was like, "Hey, everybody, I got a part in Game of Thrones." It's going to make me.
I know, because, you know, we all sat around for like 3 days, sort of tag teaming on and off that set, and he was there, and we were sort of having coffee, and I was like, "So, what are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just flashing my willy at you."
So, what's interesting is, for people who may not know, the series is based on this very lengthy, complicated series of books, but last season, season six, they caught up with the end of the books, so nobody knows what's happening next, except you, Lena Headey, because the production has been finished, right? It's going to be broadcast in a couple of months. So what are the secrecy rules? I mean, what do they tell you about what you can and cannot say?
I can't tell you a thing.
You cannot tell me a thing.
No.
If you were to tell me something, what would happen to you?
It's more what would happen to you.
Somebody would jump out and flash their willy at you.
Oh, for no. Sure. Lena Headey, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You win and you die.
So the Game of Thrones in this show you star in is not particularly fun to play.
Yeah.
Ask Ned Stark. So we thought we'd ask you about three even worse games. Answer two of them correctly, you will win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is actress Lena Headey playing for?
Chris Shields of Beaverton, Oregon.
All right. Ready to play, Lena?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Now, which of these is a real board game that you could go out, buy, and play with your family today if you wanted to? Is it A, Swedish Parliament, in which you and your friends recreate the Swedish national elections around your dining room table? B, Family Time, in which you play a member of a family trying to decide something to do that will keep you from fighting tonight? Or C, Mule, in which you try to smuggle as many drugs across the border using your own body cavities as possible?
Ooh. Ooh.
God, one of them sounds more interesting, but I'm going to go for the second one, the family thing, the non-fighting.
So a game called Family Time, in which you and your family gather around and play the roles of a family trying to decide to figure out what to do of an evening. So that's your choice? You're going to go for Family Time?
I am, yeah.
All right. I'm afraid it was Swedish Parliament. That is an actual game that you can buy. It was listed as one of the 10 worst board games ever made by a British newspaper, The Guardian, and then they publish an apology because all these fans of Swedish Parliament wrote in and said, you know, it's really quite interesting. All right. In 2013, a designer created a new iPhone game that quickly got banned from the App Store. Was it which of these? A, Send Me to Heaven, which challenges you to throw your phone as high as you can into the air. B, Big Jerk. The object of that game is to walk by as many people as you can while staring at your phone. Or C, Drug Mule, which is an iPhone version of the board game I mentioned in the previous question.
I'm going to go for the second one.
You're going to go for Big Jerk. you're going to go for that.
I feel very solid in my answer.
No, I'm afraid. The game was Send Me to Heaven, and it was invented by a guy who just wanted to see how many people he could trick into wrecking their iPhones by hurling them as high as they could into the air. And really, the comments on the game in, like, the App Store were, I broke my phone. All right, let's see if you can get one right. The 1960s were a golden age of board games. One of the less successful games from that era is which of these? A, Digestion Monopoly, which is like regular Monopoly, except after you choose your piece, you swallow it. Whoever gets theirs back first wins. B, I say, Connect 2. Or C, a board game called Big Funeral you play by planning a funeral.
Oh, I don't want to get it wrong, but I know I am trying to say funeral game.
The funeral game. You're right. It is, in fact, the funeral game. Big Funeral. Bill, how did Lena Headey do in our quiz?
Lena got one right out of three. And, you know, Lena... That's really good.
I see you've also watched the show. Hedge your bets, Bill.
I don't want to
hedge her your bets
side.
With this woman. Lena Headey stars in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, based on the original draft of the Austen novel. It's in theaters now, and you can see her in the new season of HBO's Game of Thrones. That premieres in April. I am lining up in front of my television now. Lena Headey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lena. She's a killer.